Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. From a story in the Republican American, and you can see the video on CATV6 or CATV6.com. The Region 1 All Boards Chair Committee touched briefly this week on how to handle student requests to stand in solidarity with students in Parkland, Florida, who lived through the recent shooting deaths of 17 classmates and staff members. Salisbury Board of Education Chairman David Malkin brought up the topic, saying students at Salisbury Center School were talking about holding a walkout to join a nationwide tribute to the Parkland students on March 14th. Region 1 Superintendent Pam Vogel said she and other area superintendents had a conference call with representatives of the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education and Superintendents Association to hear what others are doing. She said there wasn't much consistency. Her preference would be more organization on a state level. She said Housatonic Valley Regional High School Assistant Principal Ian Struver has met with the school's Climate and Culture Committee and that the members had some good ideas about convening together. Patricia McCara Falls Village said she thinks it's a good idea to allow them the time to walk out without imposing any punishment, but as a board, they have to be careful not to promote any point of view, according to McCare. The Region 1 Board of Education and ABC Committee are holding back-to-back meetings this evening. A joint Region 1 Board and the ABC Committee have a special meeting tonight beginning at 6 o'clock, and that is at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Immediately following that meeting, the Region 1 Board of Education will hold their regular meeting. That is scheduled to begin around 6:30 or so. Salisbury Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at Town Hall at 5 p.m. That happens today. Also today, the Town of Sheffield Democratic Committee is inviting people to meet and engage with State Senator Adam Hines. He'll be from 6 till 7 at the Bushnell Sage Library in Sheffield. There'll be refreshments. If you want more information, 413-229-3448. Town of Salisbury Conservation and Inland Wetlands Commission has their regular meeting. That is coming up tonight at 6:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. Sharon Ridge Housing Authority and Sharon Ridge Expansion Corporation have their meetings coming up at 5 p.m. tomorrow at Town Hall in Sharon. Dutchess County will hold a forum tomorrow to discuss services needed for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. It'll run from 4 to 6 at the County's Department of Behavioral and Community Health offices, 230 North Road, Poughkeepsie. Input received at the forum will help shape the county's 2019 local services plan for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Families and caregivers are encouraged to attend. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad and Sharon Women's Club sponsoring a free workshop, Adult Child and Infant CPR and AED, Automated External Defibrillator. It's open to Sharon residents 10 years and older. It runs on March 7th from 6 till 9 p.m. Sharon Fire Department, West Main Street. To register, you need to pre-register by contacting Betsy Hall at 860-364-0663. Berkshire Paint and Sip invites you to the Chatham Firehouse on 2 Hoffman Street in Chatham, New York, for a fundraiser to benefit the Chatham Baseball on Thursday, March 8th from 6 till 8 p.m. Reserve a seat or more information at berkshirepaintandsip.com or 413-205-8346. Sharon Board of Selectmen have a special meeting coming up on Thursday. That will be at 2 p.m. and that will be at Sharon Town Hall. The Salisbury Board of Finance has a meeting on March 8th, a regular meeting to approve the minutes of a January 11th meeting, review the Board of Education budget for Region 1, receive the initial budget for the Board of Education, and the inaugural budget for the Board of Selectmen as well. Lee H. Kellogg School has their lasagna dinner at the new Emergency Services Center on Route 7 in Falls Village on Friday from 5:30 till 7:30, $14 per adult, $7 per child under 10, free for children under 5, meat or vegetable lasagna, bread, salad, desserts, drinks, continuous service to benefit the 8th grade trip to Quebec. Become part of local photographer Thad Kubis Berkshire Portrait Project. The public library-based project will capture portraits of Berkshire residents who register and attend one of the sessions coming up at the Bushnell Sage Library Friday, March 9th from 5 to 8:30 or Friday, March 23rd from 5 till 8:30. More information at 917-597-1891. The Will Rogers Follies will be performed by the Pine Plains-based Stissing Theater Guild. The Will Rogers Follies on Friday and Saturday, March 9th and 10th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, March 11th at 2. Ticket information, seatyourself.biz/ STG Box Office, or you can call 518-398-1272. Pamela Tacky, director of Jacobs Pillow in Beckett, Massachusetts, sharing her artistic vision and strategic goals for programming, education, and audience engagement. At the Salisbury Forum, the presentation Dance in the 21st Century will begin at 7:30 in the Walker Auditorium at the Hotchkiss School. It's free and open to the public. There'll be a question and answer session as well. HealthQuest Community Education has a couple of training programs coming up this month. The American Heart Association Basic Life Support Provider Certification happens Saturday, March 10th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Northern Dutchess Hospital in Rhinebeck, 845-475-9742 to register. An Advanced Cardiovascular Life Support Renewal Course on Saturday, March 10th from 9 to 3 at the Sharon Hospital. Call 845-475-9742 to register. In Hillsdale, the New York Democratic Committee invites you to their annual meeting, Candidate Meet and Greet. It'll be held March 10th from 10 till noon at the First United Methodist Church at Route 22 and 23 in Hillsdale, New York. The Wissahick Fire Company Auxiliary sponsoring a craft fair on Saturday, March 10th. That will be at the Firehouse at 23 Firehouse Road. Gardening and horticultural classes and workshops being offered through the winter. Berkshire Botanical Garden include vegetable and annual flower seeds starting March 10th, container gardening March 24th. Now on March 17th, two programs for parents and children will be offered on the art of paper flower making. Registration is recommended for all classes, berkshirebotanical.org or 413-320-4794. The Bushnell Sage Library is hosting an author talk with mystery writer Leslie Wheeler on Saturday the 10th from 3 till 5, discussing her new mystery, Rattlesnake Hill, and mystery writing in the Berkshires. The library is on Main Street in Sheffield. For more information, 413-229-7004. The most fabulous corned beef dinner you'll ever attend is being held by the Sharon American Legion Post again at the Legion Hall in Sharon on Saturday. Servings from 4 till 7, $14 for adults, $7 for children under 10, free under 5. Corned beef, boiled potatoes, cabbage, carrots, rolls, and dessert, all you can eat. Takeouts are available. Questions, 860-364-5640. The Cornwall Library's winter film series continues with The Face in the Crowd, made in 1957. It'll be shown on March 10th at 4 p.m. at the Cornwall Library. $5 suggested contribution. A lecture presentation by Music Mountain's artistic director, Oscar Espina-Ruiz, the Beethoven Cycle of String Quartets Mount Everest on Saturday, 4 p.m. at the Scoville Library, Main Street in Salisbury. More information at musicmountain.org. On Saturday, March 10th at 4 p.m., the Rojan Library will celebrate the donation of a portrait of Eleanor Roosevelt painted by Mashkalkis of Kopake and host a lecture entitled Eleanor Roosevelt and the Fight for Civil Rights, presented by Shannon Butler, park ranger, interpreter of the Roosevelt Vanderbilt National Historic Site in Hyde Park, New York. More information at 518-325-4101 or rojanlibrary.org. There'll be a charcoal roasted pork loin dinner on Saturday at the South Armenia Presbyterian Church, 5 till 7 p.m. Adults $12, children under 12, $5. Takeouts available. Call 373-9959 before 4 on the 10th. This is being sponsored by the Union Society. The Ancrumdale Presbyterian Church is selling tickets to their annual corned beef and cabbage dinner March 10th at 5:30. Ancrumdale Church Fellowship Hall, corned beef, cabbage, boiled potatoes, carrots, Irish soda bread, and homemade dessert. Tickets, $15 donation to the church. To reserve a ticket, contact Irene at 518-329-1206. Takeout dinners are available as well. On Saturday, March 10th, March Swing Night at Dewey Hall, featuring live music from the Lucky Five. There'll be swing dance lessons at 7:30 with Vance captaining. Live music starts at 8:30. No partner necessary. Admission on a sliding field. With student IDs, it's $10. Otherwise, $15 to $20. Refreshments will be available. Dewey Hall at 91 Main Street in Sheffield. The Influence of Culture, Politics, and Fake News on the UN and the Age of Speed. Dr. Robert J. Petrock, National Council Member of the United Nations Association, representing the New England region, will talk about the influence of culture, politics, and fake news and its impact at the UN at the Cornwall Library on Sunday, March 11th at 1 p.m. And on Sunday, the Stockbridge Grange serving a public corned beef and cabbage dinner family style beginning at 1 o'clock in the hall on Church Street. $12 for adults, $6 for children under 12. Those under 5 eat free. Takeouts will be available. More information, 298-3185. In case of inclement weather, be sure to contact and call ahead to see if the dinner is still on. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 70.92 on Friday. It starts off the week at 24,538.06. The NASDAQ starts off the week at 7,257.87, and the S&P 500 starts off the week at 2,691.25. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.